Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
The Football League gets started. Leicester complete the silverware sweep and Messi needs a hug. It's a football feast. You're all invited. Welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Monday the 9th of August. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Yes, welcome to the Football Feast. And welcome to you, Pete and Jim. Nice to see your little faces.
Yeah, yours too.
Well, thanks.
Done. Well done, everyone.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah. Back in the studio.
Back in business. I did my second jab yesterday. And the first time...
Did you break COVID lockdown restrictions to your own COVID lockdown restrictions that I imposed on both of you guys by being in this very studio week before last?
God, that's a massive head... I don't know what you've said there. No, I had to go... I moved it and I had to go on Sunday as opposed to on Tuesday or whatever, okay. Whenever I planned it anyway. I went in. The first time I got... The first jab I got, I fell asleep immediately afterwards for 5 hours and that was it.
What, in the chair?
No, I'd made it home and then I was just like,
right, because they do make you sort of sit down
if you're feeling a bit, so
feeling
sweet.
A bit faint or whatever.
Have a little sit, yeah,
have
you
a
feel
little
like a little granny. Hmm. And then the second one, I haven't slept at all, so I don't know if the second vax is like taking back the sleep that I got on the first one.
Maybe you had like a night COVID vaccine, like, you know, you're like in your tablets, you have like day and night, and the night one doesn't have a caffeine in it.
Yeah, that's very true. And I am quite sensitive to caffeine. Yeah, another one of the bits in the vaccine that they don't talk about. Write in if you think there's anything else in there.
Absolutely don't.
Show it football.
Do it. We're not going to read it out. I mean, it's better that they waste their time, these anti-vaxxers, putting emails to us than doing all of the other nefarious stuff they get up to.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Keep busy.
Show at footballramble.com. Pete reads all of them. That's what he doesn't tell you.
I do. It all goes in my head. All of the worst places in the world. 4chan, Reddit. They're all in my brain.
Sending your lovely poems about Lionel Messi at this point, I think. On Friday, you were a bit like, nah, this isn't happening. How do you feel today? He's cried for several minutes. He had a tissue.
I still think he'll... No. I didn't think it was going to happen at all, but it seems that, he did a little tearful presser, didn't he?
Mm.
Sort of saying, I think you have to maintain... translators for a player as iconic as Messi, I think the English translator has to be the same right throughout his career. You know what I mean? He has to have the same voice. It would be like watching like an anime or a French cartoon where the voice started changing here and there. I don't like it. I want the translator to sound just like Leo Messi, but English.
I think that's the real take home from
all
this.
It's weird
they couldn't have used the voice that they used on Messi clips or whatever it was. Hello.
What's Messi clips?
You know the thing where, hello, Luke, my friend Kate.
The AI thing that she did for a drinks manufacturer. Yeah. It's the most I've seen him talk, to be honest.
Yeah.
In a very, very long time. PK looking at him tearfully behind the mask. I love you.
I mean, fair enough.
For arguably the greatest player in the history of the game to have a send-off from the club where he spent his entire career just in a little press conference room.
It seemed very underwhelming, didn't it? But I guess they've got restrictions in place.
But
it was quite emotional because obviously, you know, he best in his ears, but the PK aspect to it, they've been playing together since they were like 15, if not younger.
And now,
I was really sad for him.
Now he's going probably to go and play with Sergio Ramos.
Yeah.
Which is really weird in itself as well. I mean, I think some people that deserve credit in this is everyone who said that he'd never be able to play with Antoine Griezmann. Because it took a while, but that has actually proven to be very prescient. That's very true. He now literally cannot play with Antoine Griezmann. And I mean, it's ridiculous that Barcelona have got themselves into this situation. Mm. They're a billion in debt, which is just absurd. Messi's wages tripled under Bartomeu, which is obviously part of the problem itself. It almost feels like a metaphor for climate change, isn't it? They're just sort of like
excess.
Sleepwalked into this situation where, I mean, they can't register the signings that they've made this season. It's like they've just been ignoring the rules.
I think that'd
be all right. We're too big to fail.
Do you think they have... It almost doesn't seem as though they've... Maybe the metaphor for climate change is good. Maybe it isn't even that they've sleepwalked into it. It's almost like they've actively... Sleepwalked? They've actively... gone down this route because basically there was a really good piece. So Simon Cooper's written a book about Barcelona. It's coming out soon, and there's a really good piece he wrote over the weekend where he talks about how, you know, the point at which this all began to unravel for Barcelona was when they won their fourth Champions League title in 10 years back in 2015, because that was the moment where Bartomeu went from being this like caretaker president to people voting him in because they were all so delighted.
Right.
And he's not really big into football. He doesn't really know a lot about football business. He sacked the main bloke who'd, you know, recruited people like Neymar and put together that incredible MSN combination and caused them to gel. Got rid of that lad, had 5 sporting directors in 6 years, turned down Kylian Mbappe, you know, when he was still at Monaco. And there's also rumours that turned down Haaland as well. And then paid Lionel Messi, who is, of course, as you pointed out, although I like the way you don't want to get involved in the old Ronaldo-Messi debate, which I think is probably sensible, Jim. Paid him €555 million over the course of 5 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. When you look at the fact that they're in a billion pounds of debt, and it is pounds as well, obviously it's slightly more in euros, like that contributes to that so massively.
And it makes me, when I watch Messi on his Instagram, on his holidays and stuff with his partner, it does make me go, he's slumming it there. He's got that amount of money in his back pocket. He's slumming it there.
Absolutely.
Well, the other weird thing as well is about if you think they sold Neymar, remember that? The heady days.
Yeah.
When no one knew about Paris Saint-Germain. They sold Neymar. Do you remember how much money they got for Neymar?
Isn't it €222 million?
€222 million. And they spent it on, effectively, Ousmane Dembele. Yeah. And, well, I guess Griezmann. Oh, no, Philippe Coutinho.
Coutinho, yeah, which is a ridiculous amount of money.
And that's it. Khalas,
well.
Done, and as the Qataris.
As well, people keep saying, like, Dembele, Coutinho, and to a degree, Griezmann as well, they've not really set the world on fire. It's like, they could have won every single game they played in. And it like still an absurd amount of money for them to have spent. Like, the prize money's not going to... Not so much that's going to make that amount of spending okay. And a lot of people are saying, well, if he loves the club so much, why don't he play for free? Where to? But he can't play for free, can he? Because essentially the way that it works is that Barcelona's annual salary would have accounted for 110% of their income with Messi. And even with him not involved, the figure's at 95%, and La Liga's rules mean it can be a maximum of 70%, which is why they can't register the players they've signed as well. It is absolutely, it's like Leeds level mismanagement, isn't it? You are like looking back to situations like that, to find something to compare
Barry
it to.
FC,
and on top of that, La Liga has a rule that says that your next contract can only be it can't be less than 50% of your previous contract, so therefore you can't, which
hence the 50% pay cut apparently. I saw this on Twitter though. I did see a lot of people disputing that, so I'm not sure exactly. I'm not that up on Spanish employment law, but I have seen this bounded around as well.
Here's a fun bit. You know how it's like, oh, La Liga, they're trying their best to, you know, do well and observe financial fair play, and you know these guys, they've tried their hardest, but they can't do anything about it, and poor Messi is crying, but it's, you know, horrible La Liga. I mean, I guess that is true in some respects, but according to Cooper, so it's probably right, isn't it? It's just not some mad bloke on Twitter. Under rules that govern Spanish member-owned clubs like Barca, directors have to repay losses out of their own pocket. Remember the
chunky
figure? Yes, that 487 million euro loss for this year announced by Jane Laporta. Into some context, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's
be a director.
Again,
he's just a bloody lawyer. He's not some like magnate. He, you know, okay, lawyers, if you're listening, yes, you earn very well and it's a great career with lots of career trajectories. I'm talking to my mum. but you know, you're not going to be a multi-millionaire necessarily.
No, I mean, that's astonishing, isn't it? Again, it's just, you know, I guess the system they have at Barcelona is that someone can come in and be president for a bit, and the destruction they leave is someone else's problem. And similar at Real Madrid, isn't it? They're in an absurd amount of debt as well. They're knocking a billion if it's not quite that much money.
I'm very much enjoying, like, with the Super League and this. The big clubs just getting slapped left, right, and centre. They can't do anything. They've manoeuvred themselves into the world's smallest car park and they can't get out.
Yeah, with their massive stretch Hummers.
They've got those limousine ones you take to prom. We shouldn't have bought
job.
This big stupid limousine. Now we can't get out.
On the dodgems. But yeah, it's just such a shame in a sense that the only club that seem like they can even enter the conversation is PSG. Because, I mean, even now that City have spent the money they've spent on Jack Grealish and are clearly still in pursuit of Harry Kane, even if they dropped out the race to Harry Kane, I don't know if they could do it with FFP. Like, it's such a shame that it's there's really only one destination. And it's so...
underwhelming.
Underwhelming, it's soulless. You feel like part of the soul of football has just been kind of cut out there. Do you know what I mean?
It's not just a beautiful story, is it?
It's not. No, it's really, really not.
Gave the breast manager an erection, though.
It did.
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure if we'd get to this, Pete.
Michael De Zakarian.
On the prospect of Messi joining PSG, breast manager Michael De Zakarian said, "We say that we have a shit league." Interesting start. I thought that was the main part of the quote, but I was wrong. But if we managed to bring in a player like that, it would be exceptional. Great point. I'm not going to be polite here. He gives me a hard-on.
Has he not seen PSG's squad?
Like, yeah, I know,
some
right?
Some good players there already.
Well, he's not saying so much as Messi's amazing as Neymar doesn't give him a hard-on.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with the man?
We need to follow this man around more. Like, yeah, he's
absolutely
a Neil Warnock of Ligue 1, and he's just he just says how he feels. I'm loving it.
He says how he feels.
Probably a good thing for French football, right? They're all rubbing their hands together because of the whole TV rights.
Rubbing their
debacle.
Hands together?
Yeah. What's... What?
Sorry, nothing. Carry on.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously, you know, they've had a lot of turmoil there with the TV rights deal. So presumably,
What's happening with the first weekend of Amazon were involved? It was all discussed on the Continent at length. So have a listen to last week's on the Continent. But yeah, a weird situation for Ligue 1.
You can make the argument that it was better last season, though, couldn't you? You want fewer good people in the Ligue 1.
Well,
no disrespect to our French listeners, slash loads.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I would think, though, in a situation like this, what makes me really sad is that if Messi suddenly becomes available, every top club in Europe should be a candidate. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It should be a race between Bayern and Inter and Juventus, despite them having Ronnie on the books, like the big clubs in England. But it's like none of them can really do it.
No.
And it's just like, God, it's eating itself.
That's why Gareth Bale's going to retire and just play for Wales.
Yeah.
But he does love it, to be fair to him. And he's got that hole from the open in his back garden in Wales. So why the hell not, frankly? Right, Community Shield time. What do we learn from the Community Shield? We ask ourselves this question every year. Hopefully we've learned nothing, but it is nice, I guess, that Leicester won.
Mm. Yeah.
Beat Manchester City 1-0, the only goal that Kelechi Iheanacho penalty. This now means that Leicester are regular trophy winners.
Yeah.
They're doing so much for our slightly second tier competitions right now. I love it. They should be in the Conference League, the UEFA Conference League, because they would just make it 10 times better. They're really into winning stuff.
Yeah.
That isn't the Premier League or the Champions League.
Well, they've won it in the Premier League. They've won everything domestically in the last 21 years, I think I read, which
is pretty
amazing. Cool. Like, I will never tire of Jamie Vardy lifting trophies.
No.
Which is brilliant.
He's finally lost his Jamie Yardy, I would say. Yeah. I know it's only the first match of the season, but I think Dakar is going at a very, very good time because he looks as tidy as Vardy has played in the past. So, yeah, he looks... I couldn't tell whether it was just the first game of the season, but he did look a bit off the pace, though he did put in a pretty cracking volley straight across the keeper. And, I think this might be his final season.
He's
sound like Neil Warnock.
He dropped off a little bit towards the end of last season, didn't he? And you would look at his age and the style of his play, and you would think surely
Sheffield Wednesday by the
sooner
end of
or
the
later, like this will happen. Yeah, but at the same time, it's Jamie Vardy, isn't it? So he's absolutely rocket powered by omelets and Red Bull. So who knows?
Turns out that international retirement not such a bad idea after all.
Disagree.
Oh.
I just think we should always have Jamie Vardy in the squad if it's possible.
Well, he didn't play in the last tournament, did he, really?
No.
A little bit.
So listen, with some, I would say, a few good incidents in this game, but it did look, I mean, as it always does, it kind of looked like a warm-up game. There's a good save from Kasper Schmeichel about 5 minutes in off that Ilkay Gundogan free kick. Mm. That was cool. Especially because Soyuncu tried to flick it up over the wall with his head and completely failed to. So then Schmeichel had to And obviously, last time he played at Wembley would have been in the defeat to England, right?
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Came back out there.
God, that feels like two different stadiums, doesn't it? That's really weird.
Certainly does. Well, the other point, of course, this is the first major football match played without attendance restrictions in England since before the pandemic began.
I'd argue that those restrictions were broken pretty heavily in the final.
I guess that's the precision of that statement. I would say it definitely wasn't the largest attendance.
after the mob you brought down.
Yeah, I brought them down. I bloody did. Yeah. I got to call the cops on them. It's all me.
Call the cops.
I'm going to... Did you feel... Two questions, I suppose, from this on the City side. Mm. Which club do you think Nathan Ake will be best suited to playing at? And
Ake, that match was just like, it's 1983, it's the Bronx, I'm the world's greatest breakdancer. And just flipped himself upside down. It was brilliant.
His studs kind of pretty much connected with Iheanacho's groin by the end of
it was all over the place. I loved it.
So yeah, there's a little passing moment that ended quite badly. Okay, you've got your chance, mate. Show us what you've got.
Oh, I'm upside down. Oh dear. Never mind.
I don't want that ball. Oh no, why have I got it? I must kill this man. So that was the incident that led to the penalty, which Iheanacho put away not very well.
Yeah. It's early days, isn't it?
Zach Steffen got a hand to it, probably could have... What do we reckon? I'm not using words.
It wasn't too bad, was it?
It was that height that you're supposed to be able to get if you're a goalkeeper. Yeah. You know that height.
Had a lot of power on it though, didn't it?
It did have a lot of power on it. Yeah,
he hits the ball well, Iheanacho.
He certainly did. Certainly did. And then the second question was, when Pep Guardiola arrived in a creased white T-shirt, did you think Leicester are winning this. It's a sort of Mourinho move, isn't it?
Mm. He's been doing that quite a lot, though. You never know what he's going to turn up. I can't remember the last time he's
It's a crap match.
Maybe he's been sleeping in his office.
He's been
looking for methods from around the league, thinking, oh, I'll try something new, see if that helps.
There is silverware on the line. How dare he disrespect it?
Hey, yeah. Look, I thought you'd
be with me on this.
I don't know. I don't really care about managerial clothing unless it's...
He's sending a message.
I'll tell you what, I very much enjoyed Harvey Barnes' return to football. I think he was so unlucky. I thought he may have very well been quite heavily involved in the Euros, and he was so direct in that match yesterday. He was so, I'm going to go up the field and I don't care if Man City come in behind me because I'm going to be really quick and direct. It was wonderful to see. I love that player.
Madison looked very good as well.
Mm. Yeah, and Ricardo Pereira as well, who also missed a lot last season. So Barnes back for the first time. Since February, had a shot wide, lovely bit of link-up play. Hey, look, am I clutching at straws here? Look, it was fine. It was like it's a warm-up game.
It's only ever going to be so good, isn't it?
I kind of enjoyed it. I probably didn't watch it, you know, fully.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, does anyone really watch football fully anymore? You got a tweet and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Nathan Ake didn't, and he was playing.
No.
You got to text your mates. Yeah. You got to ask them what they thought about the Ake challenge.
He was on Duolingo because he got spun upside down.
Yeah, and we got our first sighting of Jack Grealish in a Manchester City kit. He came on after 65 minutes, didn't make much. Played on the left, didn't he?
Yeah.
We're not in the number eight again. Lots of people are missing. Don't read that much into it. What does Pep Guardiola say about Harry Kane? He says, oh, fuck this. He says, if Tottenham don't want to try and negotiate, then it's finished. If they want to, we will try. I think the thing is about negotiation, Pep, is if one side thinks that a player is worth £160 million, which, you know, reasonably, I think, obviously, these numbers are all just fictitious and absurd anyway. But if Jack Grealish is worth £100 million, I don't really see how you can argue that in that mad maths that Harry Kane is not worth £160 million. He's been scoring
age
goals at the top.
Maybe.
He's only 2 years older. He's been scoring goals. All right, don't you? You love him. Don't give me that face, Jim.
It's just my face. You're projecting your own insecurities onto my face there.
Anyway, the point is, if one club's saying that it's 160 and one club is saying, oh, I'll give you 100 for it, that is still
Charlie
not...
Charlie Kane's in the middle.
It sounds a lot, though. Daniel, that's loads.
Definitely a gentleman's agreement. Doing an impression of a man.
You think that's what he sounds like?
Yeah. And let me do... All of the other ones.
So I love how most managers, when they're asked about, you know, transfer targets, will say, I'm not going to talk about players from another club. Pep's just like, I love him. Yeah. We really want him. We're really trying to get him.
He does love any footballer, doesn't he?
That's true.
He's got a lot of love in his heart.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, the point I'm making is they're both not negotiating, are they? If there's one club says it's this much and one club says it's this much, loads less, then that's still them both not negotiating.
Yeah, I mean...
But obviously they're winning the game of this, Pep Guardiola and his lads, because Tottenham haven't said anything useful and Harry Kane says that it hurts him that people say he's being unprofessional when he's being a bit unprofessional.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's the difference in the situation? I mean, he said he hadn't refused to train, but it's like, you weren't in the country though, were you? So you didn't
know what he's up to.
You didn't need to like refuse. You still weren't training when you were supposed to be there.
You can train in other places.
I hate to drive him back to Charlie Kane's office, but
yes. No, please let's not go there.
There's the motorbike and there's like the little tire treads he's got
made of carpet,
made of bitter carpet.
How is
but
it?
Then on the desk itself, he's got like a kind of like an oil slick.
Yeah.
Is that something to do with the motorbike that it's spilt oil over the desk?
Or is it sweet oil money coming his way?
Maybe.
The Venom symbiote?
Yeah.
Is Charlie Kane Venom? Oh my God.
It'd be a better negotiator, wouldn't it?
We are a gentleman's agreement.
I've not seen that film. No one has. It was rubbish.
It was.
Well, he's got lots of skills in interior decor as well. Mm-hmm. Pete is what I
Something
think. He's a man of all trades. A jack of all trades.
Yeah.
I think that's the message we're getting there. All right, let's get to a break. We'll have a little brief light down and then we'll go to the Football League.
Hold up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
If you look at the game overall, probably took us 15, 20 minutes at least to get into the game or to get to grips with Millwall and their shape and what they've done. But then probably in the game was probably, the goal was probably against the run of play. Yeah. It was our best spell. We just hit the foot of the post and then we have the disappointment of the goal. And that's part of it. Do you know, we're still brand new.
You don't sound brand new.
It sounds like voices in your head, doesn't it?
Like patient zero.
Don't do your homework. Don't do it. Welcome back to the Football Ramble. Me and Pete and Jim all together with you today. Lovely to have you. Now it's time for some of these.
Press the button. Tickle your ivories.
Football Ramble.
It's a pretty good place to start.
Football Ramble.
But it just sounds a bit gimmicky.
But I think it's exciting around.
Football Ramble.
Phil Neville confused testicles with balls.
Very rarely does it all go completely silent because no one knows what to say.
Where does this rank? Is it above or below punching the punching of the horse?
They thought to themselves, oh,
well, old Fizzer knows his onions.
Personally, I think it's a bit of a silly one.
You got email.
Well done.
Football Ramble.
The home of Willy Waver.
You got email.
There was another.
This time next week to hear it again.
Don't play again.
There was another horse punching incident in the Olympics.
There was.
That coach got sent home by punching a horse on the bum.
Yeah.
Like, when are we going to learn? Horses don't give a shit about our punches. They are so super hard. They're not going to notice it.
It's so mean though, isn't it? I think it's just a real representation. It just really represents like unnecessary meanness.
Mm. Yeah. Didn't she meet the horse like 20 minutes before it?
Before punching it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't get to meet them.
Weird.
What was it like? Man or Man? What's that show with the...
Horse.
Man was a TV show from the 90s where Chris Tarrant pushed a lot of men into a pool, I think, if I recall. It was a little bit like No Likey, No Lighty, but it was in the 90s and it had Chris Tarrant in it. It was very confusing. Either way, Greg Smith has got in touch. My mate had a shocker personalising a shirt. He bounced around a few teams in junior school before I convinced him to follow Manchester United. For his 10th birthday, his mum bought him the New England goalkeeper's top. I was pretty jealous until I saw his mum ironing on a player's name and number. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing. She was ironing on Schmeichel. Schmeichel. And the number one on the back of an England goalie shirt. I tried to stop it. But he boldly said, it's my favourite goalie top and my favourite goalie. Well, I couldn't argue with that. That's kind of quite sweet, I think.
That's got some merit to it.
It's nice, isn't it?
No,
The same fella played in goal for our junior school team and we inherited the year above's kit when they left. He liked to wear the goalie trousers, even though they were massive, so he wore a big belt around his waist when he played. What a sight.
This guy sounds great.
He sounds like a clown. I'm loving it.
For some reason, this reminds me of a friend that I still have that I went to junior school with who everyone else had. If you were like once you got, I don't know, to about 10 or 11, you would carry, I don't know how it was in your school, but you'd carry around your books. That showed that you were a bit of like a devil may care person. You just have it in your arms. You wouldn't use a backpack.
Right. Okay.
You'd just be like, oh, I don't care if they get rained on because look, I'm just whatever. Right. And she was like, I'm not having enough of this. This is knackering, like carrying my books around and I don't want a rucksack. I'm going to get a wheelie
suitcase. Wow. That's literally a scene from Schitt's Creek I was watching last night. Girl goes back to high school in her 20s and she's pulling a really fancy little bit of luggage behind her instead of a school
I
bag.
I actually seem to remember as well, we had one teacher who used to walk along behind her kicking it. This has actually become quite a dark story now I think about it.
Wow. We had a thing in my junior school where if you'd been naughty.
Proper naughty.
During
East London naughty.
Regress to Essex there. You'd be sent up the wall. That was the punishment. Get up the wall. You'd have to stand facing this wall just until the end of the break because you'd been a little, you know, toe rag. But like a lot of people would kick like tennis balls up against the wall just as a game they would play. Right. And they didn't stop them from doing that. Right. So like you might just get a tennis ball in the arse or the back of the head.
Take your punishment. I mean, they don't hurt, do they?
It's
not ideal, though.
That guy who kicked the floater through the windscreen. Imagine if you'd been to school with him.
Jamie Carragher.
No, there's some bloke who wrote into us, wasn't it? Who said that he managed to smash a windscreen with a fucking floater. Yeah. That is surely
incredible.
Yeah. Anyway.
Jamie Carragher's got different floaters. He throws through windows.
I'm not saying our correspondents are liars, but anyway, show at footballramble.com or tweet us at footballramble and we'll, you know, dig into your lies. The Football League returned. Ah, fans in 36 games across the Football League. Millwall manager Gary Rowett sort of seemed to think it would have been better if they hadn't been there. He said, we score, then we sprint 50 yards up the pitch to celebrate with our fans. I understand it, but we looked absolutely ghost.
God, a player's fitter without fans. Is this going to be the next thing to
celebrate?
The next,
you know, tired for celebration.
Incremental marginal gain that you can't celebrate now.
It was a hell of, for Millwall fans, that was a hell of a goal as well. Proper digged out a half volley. It was beautiful. I would have liked to have seen the love from the Millwall fans on the Millwall official YouTube page, but they've turned off their comments. One of the few championship clubs to do so.
What do you read into that, Petey?
Say again?
What do you read into that?
Nothing.
The QPR goal was great as well. It was one of those brilliant ones where a midfield has just like got loads of space and they just keep going. It's like, oh, I can just run down the, literally just run down the pitch and have a crack.
I thought you had to run after you've scored a goal. I thought the whole deal was you were supposed to run together so that you could like reset yourselves before you go and get ready for kickoff again. Mm. I thought it was like a mental thing, but...
Oh, is that right? Is that why they do it? They all run together and then...
That's what I thought, but clearly Gary Rowett doesn't know that particular bit of... or maybe I guess you could just still stand in the middle,
reset.
But all together. Yeah, exactly. Bournemouth, West Brom, we talked about it on Friday. A curtain raiser with a sellout crowd, a bouncing away end.
It's fun to, match that.
And Scott Parker got wiped out.
Billing got wiped out as well in the lead up to the first goal. A lot of players are upside down this weekend.
Yes.
Finding themselves upside down. I'm surprised he survived that. But Brooks could have had it for Bournemouth at the end. It was very lucky. It was a really, really good match. And I bloody love the championship.
Yeah, I think David Brooks is in line to have a very good season there as well. Because obviously he's been very unlucky with injuries in the last season or so. But he's a fantastic player on his day. So hopefully he can kind of... You know, get stuck in, stay fit, and I think he'll have a huge, huge impact for Bournemouth.
Here's a cool thing. Only 4 members of Bournemouth's starting lineup were aged over 23.
There you go.
But, I mean, you know, that's not a deliberate thing. There were 8 senior first-team players missing, but still.
They've not lost that many players, have they, Bournemouth? They've kind of kept a bit of a spine. I know people probably, there's still question marks, inexplicably, because obviously you've gone up before, who have question marks next to Scott Parker's pedigree. But I think they're going to do all right this season. I think they'll go straight back up.
Also in action this weekend, it was Fulham against Borough. Final score there, 1-1. Alexander Mitrovic, guys. Doesn't it warm your cockles? He picked up a yellow card inside 30 seconds.
He is so good at that level. I mean, that implies, you know, that might be coming to an end. But I hope he just tears it up in the Championship again. It's what he's for.
It was chucking it down in that match as well. Yeah. He could have had one at the end where he could have just sort of lofted it over the keeper and didn't manage it. Almost a wonder goal at the start by Harry Wilson. and almost the winner at the end. It's just such a great competitive debut.
Yeah.
Be
good to see how he gets on. I think it's nice for him to settle somewhere for a little while.
It's nice, isn't it? Because he's had, what, 5 loan moves and now he's signed permanently from Liverpool. So, yeah, £12 million.
The commentator said, like, Premier League class or something. And it's like, well, he's been knocking around, not necessarily Premier League teams.
Yeah. And hey, Borough. Neil Warnock's Borough. They equalised with their only shot on target. They scrapped the life out of this one. Looks as though Marco Silva might have a few championship lessons to learn from the looks of this. Day one, Neil Warnock. Rocket 72. Already hinting this might be his last season.
He's been doing that for about 10
years.
Come
on, Neil.
Though,
we need some new material. Looking good. Doing his best, he says, to bed in new signing Martin Piero. He arrived from the Argentina top flight last week. He says, I think he's discovered apps, Neil. He doesn't speak English, but I've got a good app on my phone. I say what it is, and it comes back out in Spanish for him. Bloody amazing, isn't it?
I got this app, right, and it's like the screen's like your beer, and you sort of tip it up, and it goes in your mouth.
It's Fruit Ninja.
It's just bird, right? It's constantly going on the right-hand side of the screen. It's trying to avoid pipes and buildings and stuff. Flappy Bird, it's called.
Elsewhere, Derby drew 1-1 with Huddersfield. They announced the signing of Ravel Morrison 34 minutes before kickoff. 34 minutes, I say. Apparently it was 35. Anyway, trying to be precise.
I take care.
is that efficient or stupid? Or neither?
Well, he didn't play, so it doesn't really matter, is it?
They're just doing everything they can at Derby at the moment, aren't they? I think.
Like, pulling every lever.
Optics have gone out the window.
Yeah, I can think of some optics that are out of the window. Wayne Rooney says he's been sleeping in his office.
Yep.
Diligent.
To get
dedicated.
Some signings.
Get signings bedded.
Get some signings done. Because everything's done by fax, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he can't go home.
I like my dinner and the dog. That's actually how I eat my food these days.
Good to see he's committed.
So, I mean, there was a story a good few years ago now about how Wayne Rooney struggles to get to sleep without the sound of either a vacuum cleaner or a hairdryer on.
Wayne.
And apparently he would burn out Cleaned hair dryers by leaving them on at night. So you wonder,
does
he do that at the office?
That's a fire risk. Win.
Also, you're supposed to sleep at lower temperatures, aren't you?
That
would
be awful,
you up.
Yeah. Mm, he must have to take them with him, like when they stay away and stuff. Like his own personal Henry.
But this is white noise, right? Am I being, am I missing something here?
Just get one of those white noise generators.
Like just you can buy like white noise for babies, whatever, on your iPhone. Mm. Shall I tell him?
Get Neil Warnock to tell him. He'll meet sooner or later.
There's an app, right? You can buy music and also white noise. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why he's... I suppose maybe he's been creative, is he?
I don't know.
What's wrong with it?
I daren't peer into his mind.
What's wrong with an Aphex Twin album? Stick my name on.
Oh, this is nice as well. Coventry beat Nottingham Forest 2-1, a 96th minute winner. On their first game back at the Rico since 2019.
That's so nice. Lovely.
Good on you,
about that.
Sky Blues.
It's been a disgrace, that whole affair. I think they're still planning on building another stadium, aren't they? Yeah. Because they just don't trust the Rico Arena people.
You can never have too many stadiums because you need to be able to offset your losses against the stadium. So you've got to have 5 or 6 these
Maybe
days.
That's where the smart money is.
That's
but it's, I mean, it all, it was all kind of like, wasn't it like the 2006 World Cup because we didn't get it? It just meant that they weren't going to get the money for that, so therefore they ended up not owning their own stadium. It was all very confusing. It's been rumbling on for the best part of 15 years. It's incredible.
Modern football, though.
Airful stuff, but great to have them back there.
Ipswich, they drew. That's interesting, isn't it? They drew with Morecambe. We just thought they were dead certs. They're supposed to win, aren't they? They're supposed to win League One, and Morecambe have only just come up. Anyway. Probably because they had Ed Sheeran playing for them. He's number 17.
Yeah, it's weird that, isn't it? They've given him the 17 shirt for the season.
Is he expected to turn out?
I hope so. Can you imagine the hubris?
Because there's quite a lot of...
sat on the bench demanding
It's not Game of
players.
Thrones, Ed. You can't just turn up.
Can he not demand like a training berth? Like, I'm turning up for training. You're training with the kids. I'm 29.
Because you would have thought... I mean, there's quite a few like singers you would think might be handy. But Ed Sheeran, for me...
I mean, Ollie Mears is pretty decent when he does soccer aid.
Yeah, he did pick his starting 11 for the Euros, so, you know.
Well, didn't he think there was a shootout in Harrods or something? I remember when I was in my house, everyone was running down my street because it was like people thought there was a terrorist atrocity, but there was nothing. It was just absolute crazy hysteria. Fascinating, really. But Ollie Mears was in John Lewis or someone, and he said he saw someone get shot in the face. Yeah.
He didn't. Like, Ollie, you did not, did you, mate?
Yeah.
He said he saw them. He hallucinated that.
Yeah, I think so.
Bloody hell. Okay, Ollie. Well, maybe you don't want him in the Ipswich squad. Speaking of A-listers, Mike Dean.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
He had to step in as an emergency fourth official during Trammers game against Walsall on Saturday. That is so Sunday League, isn't it?
Well, if he daydreams about that sort of stuff, and it's finally happened.
So, what's his responsibilities? The numbers. That's about it, isn't it? Really, I think. But if you are a referee or any of the officiating crew, posse, assembly at any of Tranmere's matches, you must be like, well, Deanie's going to be there, isn't he? So why bother?
It's proper like
turning up.
Is there a doctor on this plane? I love it.
Is there a Deanie in this park?
He might have seen what Keith Stroud did to the match ball at Fulham against Borough.
Oh, lovely. That was cracking, wasn't it? That is money. That's why the Championship is the best league. Money.
Because people blow kisses at balls.
He blew a kiss at the ball, didn't he? And last season he gave it a kiss on the opening day. I don't know if it was quite a snog.
he just deflated it by sucking some of the air out.
Wait, last season, a COVID season.
Yeah, of course.
I
love that he's made a little reference to that. As you say, that is money. That is.
I'm loving it. I'm loving this new breed of actually quite good referee. The pressure's off a little bit because they've got their little tellies.
Yeah,
and they just have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, box office.
Yeah.
A little telly. We should also just glance. God, there's so much bloody football, isn't there? For a week and then it's like buses. The Olympics has finished up. Canada in the women's tournament defeated Sweden. That was on Friday after penalties. It means Christine Sinclair has won her first major tournament at the age of 38. Still hope for some of us.
Not fingers crossed. Yeah.
Well,
Canada looked bereft in that shootout. I think they missed three of their penalties all in a row. And it's like, this is going badly. Yeah. This is only going in one direction. But yeah, they managed to get it.
That's amazing.
Maybe they were inspired by Italy in their semi-final of the Euros.
Yes, maybe.
They thought, this is the way it's done. Also emotionally triumphant were Brazil. They're obsessed. They're obsessed with the Olympics.
They are.
They were so into it when they won.
Another trophy or another win for Dani Alves as well.
Bloody hell. There's some debate about whether it's 43 or 44. How many do you like to say, Jim?
I like to say 44.
Yeah,
I'm a Dani Alves trooper.
I heard it was 45.
What?
FIFA says 44. Some people aren't even regarding that 44th one. So yeah, either way. Lovely, baldy-headed Dani Alves, the handsome bugger.
They got 9 medals. Brazil in the football. They bloody love it. Lots of people don't give a shit about it, do they?
No.
They just want to back Dani Alves to get the however many you've decided. 48th. He's on for his 48th now. He's going to play in Qatar.
I'd love that so much. Because I've been saying for years, things will start to get normal again if Brazil just win a World Cup, and it won't happen. So Dani Alves helping that happen is good for reality.
That'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
He'd take up a squad place, wouldn't he? Just for a giggle. Just for a giggle.
Well, he'd have a lot to contribute if he keeps going the way he's going.
It'd be more than a giggle, wouldn't it? Guys, we've got time for Jose Mourinho.
Yes!
Are you pleased?
So pleased. Because this was, talking to box office, my God.
Jose Mourinho is doing his bits in Italy already.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the listeners, Jim?
Well, I mean, he's basically, Roma's last pre-season friendly was against Real Betis.
I
completely missed that Nabil Fekir had gone there. I don't know how I missed that, but which is an amazing signing. But yeah, Roma lost it 5-2 and finished with 8 men. So some brilliant goals in it as well.
Nice.
Like an absolute carnival. This is what pre-season friendly should be like. They should be more exhibition games. For me, anyway.
I didn't understand why Arsenal and Spurs were allowed to play each other on the eve of the Premier League season during the weekend of the Community Shield. Why was that allowed to be?
Well, I'm assuming that because Chelsea were involved in the Mind Tournament, it was called, wasn't it? It was for charity. But also, I think it's just an easy way to get some competitive games in without
going
travel.
Anywhere. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, I don't like it
allowed
either.
To do that.
apart from obviously, just in case you missed it, Spurs did win.
I did see that. Also, credit to the Spurs banner as well in support of Bukayo Saka and also the reception that the Spurs fans gave him when he got
that was
the
lovely.
Pitch.
That was
credit
was due. It's a bit of a goosebumps thing, wasn't it? When because you didn't necessarily think. I mean, you didn't necessarily think you'd be able to hear if more people were like giving him support. But
very moving.
It was.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah,
Lily White's.
Like, thanks. Terrifying nickname. So back to this Jose Mourinho performance. So basically, it was sort of a fight, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like the way you say that as if like like a new Mourinho movie's come out. Like. Because that is how it feels when he moves to a new club, isn't it?
Oscar winning. So it was a lot of second yellows, basically. And then there was a third player sent off later on in the second half.
But that one was such an obvious second yellow. He didn't even look back at the referee. It's like, it's a friendly. How are you losing your head like that so much?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Perhaps he's already got that siege mentality involved. Like, oh, everyone's against us. The referees are against us. The press are against us. The opposition are against us, even though they're supposed to be.
Yeah, it also emerged that one of Mourinho's coaching staff, I didn't see who it was, but he'd also been sent off as well. So it's like the royal flush, isn't
brilliant.
It?
Yeah.
Like in, what is that, Bridge? Also, Atletico and Feyenoord had a bit of a spicy friendly. Diego Simeone rejecting the Feyenoord manager's handshake at the end of the game. And he gave him a good shove instead. That's another level, isn't it?
Well, it sort of came out of nowhere, didn't it? It was a bit of a lot of people are like getting a bit angry. He just absolutely tears into him.
Just a little reminder that these men are always like this.
Arne Slot, this is the coach. He said, I think if no one else had been there, I would have been in big trouble.
What a name as well, Arne Slot.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't fight, everybody. Are we in support of this? Yes, no. It seems like a bit of a waste of energy. You know how they say when you're running or whatever, you've got to conserve your energy for the actual thing you're doing. Surely this is just a massive example of.
Maybe they're blowing off steam a bit early. I think these men generate a lot of steam. So
yeah,
the steam
probably,
powered.
Yeah,
their tactics are occasionally from that era.
Are they just tired? They're just tired. They're it's getting late. You're starting to show off. You need to go to bed.
Overstimulated.
That is the end of the... No, it's the start of the football season for you. It just keeps going. By the time we get to Qatar 2022, it's going to have been 3.5 seasons and... 3.5 domestic seasons and 2 major tournaments for these lads. On tomorrow's show is Marcus, Jim... Oh, bloody hell, guys. You don't even need to leave. Marcus, Jim and Pete!
Yay.
I'll stay here.
All right, then. Say goodbye to the listeners, Pete.
Goodbye, listeners.
Say goodbye, Jim.
See you later, listeners.
See you next time.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year. just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.